Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Local business operators are assessing the damage to their shops after a deadly suicide blast in Kabul. Muhammad Ayaz is a shopkeeper nearby. Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded. The death toll now has risen to 95, 163 wounded, Taliban claiming responsibility. Spokesman for the insurgent group said the target was a crowd of personnel with the Afghan security force. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will send his special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to a Russian-hosted meeting in Sochi tomorrow. De Mistura read the Russian statement, which persuaded the Secretary General to participate in the so-called Black Sea Peace Congress.
I took note of the statement by the Russian Federation that the outcome of the Congress would be brought to Geneva as a contribution to the intra-Syrian talks process under the auspices of the UN.
Critics of the Sochi conference accuse Russia of trying to hijack the Syrian peace process in favor of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita says his people will not be frightened by barbaric attacks after unidentified gunmen killed at least 14 soldiers in an assault on a military camp. Mali recently marked the fifth anniversary of a French military mission to oust Islamist extremists from power in the north. Jihadists moved into the surrounding desert. This is VOA News. Turkey is saying that Washington has pledged to stop giving weapons to YPG Kurdish forces in Syria who have helped fight the Islamic State. Relations between Ankara and Washington have been strained by Turkey's offensive against the YPG and the support from the U.S. of the group. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist organization. Refugees, Muslims, and their supporters gathered at the White House, where they protested against President Trump's travel ban from mostly Muslim nations. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has our report.
No more wars, no more fear.
Solidarity rang loud and clear in front of the White House on Saturday as about 100 people protested against President Donald Trump's travel ban. The policy blocks entry into the U.S. of people from six Muslim-majority countries, Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. The rally marked the first anniversary of Trump's first attempt to launch the policy, which he has said is critical to national security. His executive action sparked chaos at airports across the country. Legal challenges later prompted several revisions, with his third version due to go before the U.S. Supreme Court in April.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. During his State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, President Trump will discuss a number of subjects, including North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, and the U.S. economy. Analysts have diverse expectations for that speech. Morton Blackwell is a member of the president's Republican Party.
I'm confident things are going to turn around in terms of the poll with respect to the Republican versus Democrats. I think the president's popularity is going to go up.
Mr. Trump also faces a sharply divided country, according to Democrat Jim Kessler.
These speeches give you a bit of time to get, you know, reintroduce yourself to voters. A lot of voters have made up their mind about him, though.
VOA will be providing complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. Thousands of students and Communist Party militants staged a torchlit march in Havana in commemoration of the 165th anniversary of the birth of independence hero José Martí. These 22-year-old marchers were out on the streets of Havana. Change is always positive. Change is always good. We hope to see more change. Of course, we all want more progress, and all young people will continue to fight for more of that. The Cuban government reported similar marches across the country. President Raul Castro led the procession of thousands of marchers with a huge banner of deceased revolutionary leader, his brother Fidel Castro, hanging on a nearby building.
That's the latest world news from VOA.